Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Karen Reed's trial coming up in January, but there's more legal trouble for her on the civil side of things. A civil lawsuit filed by the family of John O'Keefe against her and C.F. McCarthy's and the Waterfall Bar and Grill. You have one where it's basically focusing on, you know, the dram laws and over-serving people, and the other on, well, everything else, including the death of O'Keefe, but in the compensatory damages, losses from John's death, including damage over its conscious pain and suffering, fear of impending death, lost earnings, medical expenses, funeral and burial expenses, as well as lost value of life, which encompasses the loss of society, companionship, comfort, guidance, counsel, net income, services, assistance, protection, care, and advice to next of kin. Punitive, emotional, and interest and costs are there as well. The emotional distress, a big one in the emotional distress part of this, basically because they're saying, look, you were peddling this bullshit story, and you also then enraged a community by pushing this bullshit conspiracy story, and now all of these people have been harassed and, you know, emotionally damaged because of you doing this. And she was very media savvy. I mean, she could have easily at any time said, look, please stop harassing people. Stop doing this. I mean, I appreciate your support, but don't go do that. Just don't. I mean, but no, just like what the reality be damned. It kind of became all about Karen Reed. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. What's your take on the civil suit and where this may go?
You know, emotions have run high in this case almost since the outset, both for supporters of John O'Keefe and supporters of Karen Reed. And so, you know, I think after the mistrial in the criminal case for Karen Reed, the victims' families were seeking some semblance of justice, some semblance of accountability that they didn't get from the criminal side. So here we are in the civil arena, and there's going to be a lot more to come, a lot of additional evidence on this side that may not have come to light on the criminal side and that could be even be used on the criminal side subsequently.
Yeah, and that's if we get to depositions. What's your take? Do you think we're going to get all the way to depositions on this? Obviously, you know, this has been conscious on both sides of the civil suit coming. They could have settled before it actually made it this far, but nobody has done so yet. And they're saying to the judge, hey, you decide what we should be get here. There's not a dollar amount attached to it. But yeah, I mean, you get into the weeds on this. You have a lot of things that come out in those depositions if we in fact get that far, or will there be a settlement earlier?
Yeah, no. So it's this case, I think, is less likely to settle, probably because the in the civil context, usually settlements are paid by insurance companies. In this case, it might be an auto insurance company. But Karen Reed's auto insurance is likely not above $1 million. And I'm sure the plaintiffs are seeking millions upon millions for all of the listed harms that you mentioned earlier. And so even if her auto insurance company were to pony up their entire policy, I'm not sure that would be enough to satisfy the plaintiffs. And I imagine that the case would continue to go forward. And we may even see depositions, interrogatories, requests for admission, subpoenas, that kind of thing.
Will an insurance company pay out on this? Because she was clearly drunk driving. I mean, and I know sometimes there's caveats in those policies where you do that yourself. We're sorry, you chose to do this. We're not going to pay for you. But here's the thing. She's never charged with drunk driving. None of that was never a charge. So I guess one could say that's just, I don't know, hearsay, because there was never a charge there. Would you have to have the charge of drunk driving in place for the insurance company to be able to deny that?
You wouldn't have to, but it would be it'd be helpful to have it in place for the plaintiffs. The insurance company, I'm a little biased because I do this kind of work as well, but
yeah.
Insurance company is going to take every opportunity to slither out of trying to pay for things like this usually. And I think the insurance company is going to take the position that, hey, it's never been established in a court of law that Karen Reed caused this death. And there's not adequate evidence to believe that. Now, on the civil side, the threshold is much lower than proof beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a preponderance, more likely than not. And so that burden could help the plaintiff.
That's interesting. Of course, C.F. McCarthy's and the Waterfall also named in this. What sort of repercussions could these, you know, this stuff happens, you know, somewhat frequently, I guess. I think it depends on your area and what the customs of drinking are, not necessarily the laws of drinking are. This is an area that drinks a lot. I'm from Wisconsin. They drink a lot there too. And quite honestly, if these laws were enforced, bars wouldn't be in business because that's how they work. If they're only serving everybody, you know, a drink an hour or something like that, which they're supposed to. And I mean, there's fucking bars in, depending on the state, where it's double bubble and it's like two drinks at the same time. You can double fist it. You're like immediately going over the limit. And one of the or second round, here's another. You had four in the course. So what repercussions do you think we're going to see for these bars other than some fines? I mean, is this really going to affect them all that much?
You know, I remember when I was in college at Colorado State University, and there was a bar that had a deal on Thursdays, 4 for 1s. And so you get like a rum and coke, and they give you four of them. And that's your first round. And so these establishments have to be careful. So certainly their insurance policies, there'll be a claim against those policies. And I think those claims are more likely to be paid than Karen Reed's insurance paying.
Yeah.
But it could affect their liquor license. It could affect their insurance rates. Certainly there's an optics, a PR piece to this that doesn't look good for the bars if they contribute in some way to the death of this police officer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it will probably depend, too, on what their history is, how many times they've had this come against them. After a certain point, I don't know what the laws are there in Massachusetts, but I would imagine, I mean, in most states, it's, you know, you get so many of these complaints, you lose your license.
Yeah, they can shut you down. And even for in Colorado, even for like serving to a minor and stuff like that, when there are multiple offenses over time and there aren't remedies that the bar imposes, that bar could be out of business. And both of these bars could be out of business, especially with how large these claims are going to be against their insurance policies. Their insurance carriers could drop them.
Yeah. All thanks to Karen Reed, who's maybe out there. Maybe. Yeah. Allegedly, you know, all out there, you know, with the smiles and signing autographs and hugging people, and your boyfriend's dead. And somehow this is like some weird celebratory community building exercise out there with those folks. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying she's guilty. I'm not saying she's innocent. I just think the weird public outcry surrounding this is done by a lot of very unhealthy people.
It's been at an unusual level, certainly not something we see in most cases. Fanatics. There have been some fanatics there in favor of Karen Reed. And, you know, is that part of the momentum she has after this acquittal. And is it going to carry over into the next criminal trial? We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to watch.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.